2024 is going to go down as a year that had its ups and downs.
And that's Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting, even though the year ended more down than up. If you take the nearby contracts for corn, wheat, and soybeans on the last trading day of 2023 and compare those to the last trading day of 2024, you'll find that corn has fallen by 12.75 cents a bushel, wheat is down by 76.5 cents a bushel, but the biggest drop has been in soybeans, which has fallen by $2.95 a bushel. Setzer says at one point, grain prices were on track to end even lower.
It actually subsided a little bit as we got through the first part of the holiday season. And then in the year end, we saw the big volatility come back in with heavy fund positioning and funds really adding to their corn complex throughout December, taking it to over 200,000 contracts to the long side. Then all of a sudden we get to the end of the month and the funds played catch up in the soy complex. And that's what gave us our big gains going into the New Year's break.
Overall, Setzer says there are signs that point to a little bit of optimism for grain prices as we start off 2025.
Our market gradually came back to these levels, and it really didn't slow down our demand at all. We will see demand slow a little bit as we move into 2025, but it seasonally does. That's not going to come as a shock. The thing is, we are well ahead of where we typically are for sales and for domestic demand, and that's starting to edge our market higher. I'm not saying we won't see corrections, but the market is definitely telling us that it is comfortable at today's levels, which is a good sign moving forward.
You can hear much more from Carl Setzer at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.